AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump demands the nation's governors reopen churches and other houses of worship. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest.
The president says many governors have declared liquor stores and abortion providers as essential services and letting them stay open, but not houses of worship.
It's not right.
And says he's correcting the injustice.
And calling houses of worship essential.
He says governors must allow them to reopen right now.
If they don't do it, I will override the governors.
Though it's unclear he has the authority to do that. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had prepared reopening guidelines for houses of worship weeks ago, but the White House had been refusing to release them until abruptly shifting course. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Likely Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden suggests to the morning radio program The Breakfast Club that African Americans who back President Donald Trump ain't black. The comment came in an interview with Charlemagne the God, who pressed Biden on reports that he was considering white Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar as a possible running mate. The host saying black voters saved your political life in the primaries and have things they want from you. Biden didn't say who he is considering, other than there are multiple black women being considered. Multiple. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the daily death toll from COVID-19 has been slow to come down.
This number has been stubborn on its way down. But it's 109 yesterday. They're all in our thoughts and prayers.
Johns Hopkins, in its daily survey of pandemic reports, says New York has seen nearly 29,000 deaths. That's more than France and Spain. The death toll in the entire U.S. is more than 95,000 people, just under 30% of the world's total of 335,000. This is AP News. A Pakistani jetliner carrying 98 people crashed today in a crowded neighborhood near the Karachi airport after an apparent engine failure. Officials say there were two survivors from the plane, but also found at least 57 bodies. It's not known how many people on the ground were killed or injured. British researchers take the next step in the effort to develop a coronavirus vaccine.
Last month, scientists at Oxford University began immunizing more than 1,000 volunteers with their vaccine candidate in a preliminary trial designed to test safety. Now the team has announced the vaccination of just over another 10,000 people across Britain, including older people and children. Andrew Pollard, head of the Oxford Vaccine Group, says the clinical studies are progressing very well, initiating studies to evaluate how well the vaccine induces immune responses in older adults and to test whether it can provide protection in the wider population. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.